The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning in the studio. I'm excited. I've been waiting for this moment for quite some time. I have Todd St. Orr's in the studio from Gulf Coast Air Care. Check them out online, gulfcoastaircare.com. They've got a new location right there in Gulf Breeze behind the Taste of Thai, which is a yummy place to eat if you want some good Thai food. We have a special guest in the studio. I'll let you introduce
her.
We do.
So it's at my house on the third week of June. It's birthday week. So Sarah Shea has showed up. Both her brothers are having birthdays this week, and she has graced us with her presence from New Orleans this morning.
Very nice, yes.
So welcome, Sarah Shea, St. Orr's. Sarah Shea is my youngest daughter. She's number two in the line of four. And she's the one that does our jingle and has been our musical influence over the years. So, you know, that's, and I think we've talked about this before. The reason that our newsletter is called Air Notes, mm-hmm. and it has a little musical note on there, is kind of Sarah Shea's, your musical background. Did you know that? I wondered if you
knew that. I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah, yeah, Air Notes.
So that's
okay. Just a little twist I put on there, you know.
Okay.
So, all right.
Anyway, yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. Should we just get it over with?
Let's just do it.
I'm so, you know, at Gulf Coast Air Care, we can help you with your duct cleaning and your indoor air quality things and anything that you can imagine. And so if you could just imagine this was a commercial, I would say, hit it, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yes.
So we don't have the guitar back up there, but it sounds so good a cappella.
You wouldn't want it to get in the way. Just leave that a cappella.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
So anyways,
awesome. Great to have you.
So.
Great to have you, Sarah. Awesome. Very cool. I mean, I've heard that ad for years, and I've drove around delivering Grubhub, and that ad would just keep playing and keep playing. And when I got the job here, I actually spoofed it.
Oh.
I did my own little version of your jingle there. So, yeah,
he played it for me one day on the air.
It pales in comparison. I can't even do anything a cappella. Like, that's not even an option for me. So, if you don't mind, I might ask a question here or two.
Absolutely.
What's going on in your music career right now? What you got going on, Sarah?
Oh, my music career. So my music career has kind of shifted more to a dance career.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So I live in New Orleans.
If you don't brag, I will. Go ahead.
Stop. I moved there originally to teach dance. I teach like Lindy Hop and swing dances and jazz dances. And I've recently started teaching chorus girling. So it's like an all-female dance troupe, and we perform in town. It's very fun. So I'm choreographing for the first time for that.
Nice.
But yeah,
you had a little 4-8 to the West Coast last year, if I recall.
Yeah, I'm on a dance team. Shout out to Nola Jitterbugs. And we went to California for the National Jitterbug Championships.
And that's a high impact, very,
what
very
happened
lively
on
dance.
That trip,
and
Sarah
we won.
Yeah.
We won.
Right. National champion. She's not wearing her championship ring here today, but you know.
We definitely rolled in there the underdogs. We had joined late, so we didn't have rehearsal time in the actual space. So we were sitting in on everyone else's rehearsals trying to, you know, and we would go up and ask them, like, do you have 2 minutes at the end you can leave us to run through it one time?
Wow.
So we jumped in there and, you know, did it a couple times in the space, and then, you know, we kind of flung it together, which was awesome and incredible. But
work well under pressure.
I guess so.
I keep trying to get her back over here to do another jingle or, you know, incorporate some of her creative ability for Gulf Coast Air Care.
Yeah.
And she just shows up for her brother's birthdays, and, you know, or Mother's Day and Christmas, you know. But it's good. You know, we'll take Cersei whenever we can get her to come and show up and hang out with us. So
So glad to have you finally in the studio. We have talked about you probably every show, I think. We've mentioned you in some way. So.
And she's a New Orleans girl. How long have you lived over there? 5 or 6 years, right?
Seven
years? Wow, yeah. Oh. So I guess it's not a thing that's just going to pass and she's going to show back up.
Right.
So, but
well, it's not that
she's still
far
close
away.
Enough.
Yeah, yeah, it's still close enough.
So yeah, we still get her influence.
Yes.
It's a mess of a place, but it feels like my other home now, you know.
Of a place, but we love
it. It's a mess,
it.
It's southern, but it's a beautiful mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she got called out on a y'all the other day, so it's like we y'all here and they y'all there, so, you know, we'll help y'all if y'all need help.
So, yeah. Anyways. Louisiana, that's definitely southeast United States, in my opinion, so absolutely. Y'all is, that works.
And I think, you know, beyond a dancer, you're kind of a foodie, too, kind of like
a
little bit.
Yeah, foodie. So. I work my day job. I sell hats. I'm slinging hats during the day. So I work right in the middle of the French Quarter. So I get all the tourists. And I've had folks that are, you know, I knew from my life here in Pensacola that just happened to wander into the hat shop.
Oh,
and,
that's cool.
You know, people I used to work with or people I knew through the family or whatever. And, you know, everybody ends up there. And at one time or another.
Oh, yeah, I'm wearing a Gorn this morning, as a matter of fact. Special hats I got. I have a lot of hats as a result of Sarah Shea's haberdashery habits, I guess. Or actually, as a milliner, not a haberdasher.
You know, it's a little bit of both.
I don't know.
Yeah, millinery fancier. Is traditionally women's hats.
Oh, I got you. All right.
Haberdashery is men's accoutrement.
Oh,
so,
there we go.
Men's accoutrement.
Oh, yeah.
For my attaché. Man, we're getting some serious culture going here today.
Wee. All right, 850-437-1620. If you have any questions, comments for Sarah Shea, we're going to be talking HVAC a little bit, so if you have any questions about that, definitely let us know. 850-437-1620. Still getting a lot of texts about the whole tipping thing. I kind of brought up the...
I heard some of that while we were sitting in the cat traffic.
Tell us about the cat.
Well, so we were... we raced in here at the last second kind of out of breath because we were rushing to get here. And we get on the bridge and there's a Gulf Breeze police officer who's got his car across 3 or 4 or 5 lanes, which doesn't work at all.
Right.
And then there's a little gray Range Rover on the side, and there's a cat up underneath the car, and they're trying to get him out. We didn't figure out. I rolled down the window. I said, is the bridge closed? Because we got to get over and hang out with Jake. So, and then we see this cat dart across. So he's running from car to car and all that. So the traffic was backed up for a long ways on the Gulf Breeze side of the hump, you know?
Wow.
And then, so there was a cat just kind of on the bridge running around this morning.
Loose.
Bridgie cat, why are you impeding me?
That's nice.
So that's about as far as we got.
Right? Dad's the real jingle man.
He really is.
The real jingle man.
I mean, you made...
I just lay him down and she sings and belts him out. So, anyway. So we rushed in here at the last second and we hope that the cat had a good outcome.
I'm sure they did. We'll probably see that little guy on, the Pensacola Humane Society website pretty soon.
Well, it looked like he had, because he darted over towards our truck and went kind of up underneath there and then went back behind us. And the cop was running. I mean, he's 3 cars behind. You know, he's trying to figure out where the cat went. We're like, everybody's pointing that way, went back. So... Anyways,
by the end, it was a group effort. There were 4 or 5 different arms poking out cars, pointing right
that way.
There,
that
right
way.
Here.
But when I saw him go under, it looked like he had one eye that might have been, I don't know, kind of messed up a little bit. Yeah. He's Garfield looking yellow.
He's a ruffian.
He is.
Street fighter.
He was kind of freaked out a little bit on the bridge today, holding up traffic. So, but here we are. You know, we could talk about, you know, Bridgie Cat, or we could talk about Cersei, or
Bridgie
we could talk
Cat.
About indoor air quality, or we could talk about anything.
Yeah.
Hey, so people, it's hot. If you haven't realized this, it's hot. So your air conditioner's running a lot. Mm-hmm. Go find your drain line and make sure it's not going to clog up on you. Because early on in the summer, this is what I'm calling early on, because the air conditioner's been running since the end of April, first part of May. Mm-hmm. And this is the potential time for your drain line to back up. So go find your drain line out there. Make sure it's got clean, clear water, and it's dripping, and it's not got any gunky stuff on it or whatever, because now's the time where if that thing backs up on you, you get a flood and it's not fun at all. I mean, then, you know, your conversations are not bridgy cat or jingly conversations. They're like, oh, man, I can't believe this happened conversations.
Sometimes in some HVAC systems, won't the thermostat not engage? It won't even let you turn the system on if that fill line gets filled up?
Well, there'll be a float switch on there. So if you got this little white-looking round float switch thing with two black wires going to it, that's a float switch. So in theory, that if the drain line backs up, that float's supposed to float up in there, and it shuts off. Well, sometimes it just shuts off the outdoor unit.
Okay.
So the inside's still running. You don't realize. A lot of people don't realize. We take these calls, and they don't realize. It's like, my air, something's wrong. It's not cooling, but the inside fan, well, the fan will still run.
Yeah.
But they shut the outside unit off because when the Freon's going through, that's what produces all that moisture that's causing the drain line to back up or flood. So sometimes it'll fool you, but you can look in there, pick that thing up, and look and see if there's water in that float body. Normally, it's just sitting down in there. You can pick it up and look in there.
Yeah.
And then that's where you put, we want everybody to use vinegar when you clear the drain line. So if you're not using a shop vac on the outside, put a little vinegar in there, let it sit 10 minutes, and then chase it with a little bit of hot water afterwards, and it'll keep that drain line flowing. But, you know, that probably indicates that you need to call Gulf Coast Air Care at 850-934-2768. Because you probably got a dirty coil or some buildup or particular debris or allergens in your unit.
Right.
And that stuff washes off the coil, gets into the drain line, and then that's what causes that clog.
Don't use bleach. Use vinegar.
No, bleach is harsh because it eats up the coil fins if it gets in on the drain pan and all that. The manufacturers came out a couple years ago and said, we want everybody to switch over from bleach to vinegar. I had a guy recently that his unit was just torn, and he was using swimming pool bleach, which is like 11%, you know, when you buy those big jugs of swimming pool bleach, and it's 11% hypochlorite, so it's really, really harsh.
Yeah.
And it's corrosive, and it eats up stuff, and he's like, well, wow, man, that works better than regular bleach. I'm like, yeah, vinegar will work just fine, so let's not be doing that.
Funny that we encourage people to just jump in a big pool full of it. Yeah,
it's diluted.
Yeah, okay, all right. Still,
maybe the guy was deluded.
Oh,
deluded. So, anyways, all right. Yes. Word games this morning. We got all kinds of stuff going on, don't we?
Word crimes. 850-437-1620. Let us know if you have any calls or texts or any questions. I'll put you right on the air.
Yeah. Or, you know, if you Sarah. Have, you know, jingle questions or Bridgie Cat questions
Bridgie
or,
Cat.
You know, whatever. Bridgie Cat was, I hope Bridgie Cat's doing good.
Yeah.
Bridgie Cat.
If it's a female, we could name it Bridget. Maybe,
Bridget.
Or Bridgerton.
Bridget the Bridgie Cat.
Bridgerton. Yeah. Bridgerton. Yeah. What's a good character from Bridgerton we could name it after?
All right. So we know what you've been binge watching late at night.
Yes.
Huh?
Definitely. Right, so yeah. I'm guilty. Guilty. So. All right. Yeah. But it is getting hot. So HVAC systems are working overtime, and we've got some humidity issues. It's been kind of humid this past week.
It's been humid. You know, now's the time of year where we will come out and help you figure out why you have a $600 power bill. But we don't want to do that work right now. We want to help you assess and plan for what's going to happen in the fall when we go, you know, we'll look at the attic, kind of do an assessment. We could do a cleaning process and clean up the duct and clean up the equipment, clean up the trunk line. But that attic work that's now, it's a lottery, you know. I'm 30 years in, so and Sam, you know, Sam's one of our regular guest members. We have to do a shout out to Sam this morning.
Yeah.
Sam turned 30 yesterday.
Oh,
that's why Sarah Shea came to town to surprise Sam T, and you know him being 30.
Yeah.
So and with that, we have been in business as long as Sam has been around. So anyway, so after 30 years of being in the business, I can tell you that a lot of people call us in the middle of summer and like, oh my God, our power bill's outrageous. And we got, you know, it's not comfortable. It's
not
right.
Our windows are sweating.
Yeah. All kinds of stuff. And it's like, well, do you have a hygrometer? Okay. So you need an additional tool to figure out what's going on there. And we can come out and help you. But to do that work in the middle of June, July, August, it is brutal work.
Yeah.
So what we want to try and do is assess what's going on, help you get a grip on it and get through the summer, maybe rebalance that airflow to those hot and cold rooms, and then plan for a project in the fall when it cools down to be able to renovate or renew that duct system, get it cleaned, get the old flex out of there, you know, get a redesign done, a balance done or whatever. And we can help you at Gulf Coast Air Care do that. So I try to tell my guys, we're still in the middle of this huge Air Force project down at Hurlburt. And this week we've kind of stepped back because they're taking off for a happy Juneteenth, by the way. So they're taking off for Juneteenth and then they've got some Air Force thing going on tomorrow. So we're not working there this week. So this week is a time for us to get out and kind of get some looks in on, you know, what you got going. If you've got questions or concerns or issues, you know, we want to help you kind of figure those things out. Yeah.
Now is the time.
Because we do serious
cleaning. Serious cleaning. Gulf Coast Air Care.
She was like, oh, what, me now?
I'm ready. See, I mean, she's just quick on
the draw. Stay ready, you don't got to get ready.
You have to be on demand around Todd. All right. So how's the new shop?
Oh, man, the new shop is good. It's come along well. Yeah. Sarah just saw it yesterday.
Nice. So I noticed the sign is up out front.
Yeah, we've got the sign up out there. Mm-hmm. You know, we still have – we didn't get all the work done in the warehouse side before we got busy. So – and then, of course, you know, March and April were kind of a blur. My dad passed in March, and in March and April we were still setting things up, and it was kind of a blur. So – I mean, we're a work in progress, but it's so much better to have that extra space from where we were before. I'm still adjusting, Jake, because I spent 22 years on a cul-de-sac or a dead end up in Gulfbreeze proper. And now it's like, it's Grand Central Station. There's so many cars that pass through that area. Yeah. And, you know, just our big sign being out on the highway, we get work from that because there's 40,000 cars that go past, you know, and they're all easing their way through that construction and traffic and all that. So
very slowly.
But there's a lot of people that pass by as opposed to how we used to be. If you were coming to our shop, I mean, you were coming down that dead end for a reason. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, it's, there's a new roof on the building in front of us and we're getting a paint job pretty soon. Yeah. So things
I think
are
they've already
good.
Started the paint
they have.
Process out front. So
it looks good. We're very happy. We're only 3 or 4 miles from where we used to be. A lot of people, I don't know if they go by our old shop. There's still a sign on there. I went by and checked it the other day that says, hey, we've moved. So we're down the highway a little bit. And you can get in and out from where we are, even though there's construction there. Just if you're going left and going east, it's smart to go back through Grand Point and use the light.
Yeah.
Not only is
smart, safe, and legal.
So. I love it when I'm headed through the seashore part there, and somebody just zooms by me doing like 70, and I'm like, "Yep, just wait, wait till you get over that little hump right there." Yep.
So if you want to come by and pick up your filters from our new location, you know what I always say: if you don't have a good air filter,
you are one.
Oh, look at this, man! In stereo, there we go, stereo, unison. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yes.
So you can come by 2550. We're in Unit B in the back. We have tons of parking and tons of space back in the back. Come by and see us and look at, you know, picking up your filters and all that. We still are doing the same thing we were doing.
850-437-1620. We have a few moments left with Todd and Sarah Shea in the studio from Gulf Coast Air Care. Check them out online, gulfcoastaircare.com, or you can just give them a call, 850-934-2768. We do have a text from Mike. He wants to know, how do I get consistent airflow to all rooms? I get stronger airflow to the rooms closer to the unit, of course, and weaker airflow on the other side of the house. I deal with this in a small apartment.
Oh, Mike.
So how do we fix that?
Yeah, so Mike, in a residential setting, there's typically no balance features. There are no balance dampers, and there's a couple of ways we can do it. So we measure everything and figure out, you know, how it's coming out with flow hood. It's called a bolometer. Anyways, we put the flow hood up and we measure, you know, we're looking for, if you have a 3-ton system, we want to see if there's 3 tons of air coming out.
Yeah.
And then we'll go and kind of redesign or add some things into the system. And you can go in the attic and do an official balance damper situation, or you can put in donuts. And you might be able to try this yourself. You just take the vent down.
All about putting in some donuts.
And put in a donut up there. So if you got a 6-inch hole, you cut a 6-inch disc with a 3-inch hole in the middle of it and put it in the one with a lot of airflow. And then the ones with little airflow. So the air's like, we can't Mm-hmm. You know, we can't get out that little hole now. We got to go find somewhere else to flow out. So path of least resistance.
Right.
And so if you put a donut in the strong ones in the living room close to the unit, that airflow will move down the line and come into one of those bedrooms and all that. Now, oftentimes it's return too. So if the return is undersized or all the bedroom doors are shut, the airflow that's going in there can't get back. So you don't have even smooth flow, you know, and so there's a host of things that we can do to make that. And that one is, that's something we're good at. You know, if you've got hot and cold rooms or airflow issues, we're happy to help you. 850-934-2768. Go to our website, gulfcoastaircare.com. We're working on a new website, and it's a work in progress. I need to pick up my end of that, the obligations there. But that's one that, you know, Mike, if you're still listening to me, we can help you fix that one. And
Do you recommend when people leave for the day, say they, you know, work, you know, 9 to 5, they come home, it's been the hot part of the day while they've been gone, do you recommend they leave all the doors open inside the Absolutely. Structure just to make sure that air flows
just
freely?
Get as much common airflow as you can through the house, you know, so that you don't have compartmentalized rooms. So if you shut all those doors, you know, a lot of people do that because they have pets in the house.
Right.
So, you know, like Bridget Cat actually had a house where Bridget Cat was living in there, and you know, so they shut all the doors so Bridget Cat couldn't just have free reign of the house.
Right, and they love to lay on your pillows.
Yeah,
for some
yeah.
reason.
So, but leave the doors open, the airflow can get right. But then, of course, Bridget Cat has access to everywhere.
Exactly.
So, you know, I don't know. But if you leave the doors open, maybe bump the thermostat up 1 or 2 degrees, you'll get even temperature. And then when you come back, you know, but a more permanent solution is that balance type feature that we talked about. So we can help you with that and duct cleaning.
Got another text here real quick. My thermostat is reading high. I believe it's from the air handler closet. Any ideas?
If you have a gas furnace, you're probably having some of that condenser, that combustion air coming down from there. If it's electric heat, you know, there you can do a calibration on the thermostat. So, and it's probably close to that heater closet that's got a little bit more heat load in it. So that's something that you can fix. It's not, you know, we can look at that. 850-934-2768 for Gulf Coast Air Care on the web.
Gulf Coast
You're
Air
listening to.
Thank you guys so much. Great
Thank
to
you,
meet
Sarah
you
Shane.
Finally, Sarah. Yeah. Awesome. We'll be right back with more after this.
Milton, Pensacola.